page 19. John Linville, Inventor of the Opticon, Dies at 91, by Andrew Myers. Editor's note, the following article is excerpted and edited by permission from the Stanford Report, March 10, 2011. The author, Andrew Myers, is Associate Director of Communications at the School of Engineering. A pioneer of Silicon Valley, John Linville, transistorized the Stanford Electrical Engineering curriculum and helped shape an industry that shaped the world. Chuck Painter. John Linville invented the optical-to-tactile converter, or opticon, as a means to allow his blind daughter, Candy, to read ordinary print. John Linville, Professor Emeritus of Electrical Engineering at Stanford and inventor of the opticon reading device for the blind, has died. He was 91. Linville was a revered figure at Stanford as much for his self-effacing and unpretentious style as for his engineering foresight and his commitment to the entrepreneurial spirit. He chaired the Department of Electrical Engineering from 1964 to 1980 and was a seminal figure in the School of Engineering during the 1960s and 70s heyday that fed well-trained electrical engineers to an eager and growing Silicon Valley. Page 20. Born and raised in Missouri, Linville received a bachelor's degree in mathematics from William Jewell College in 1941 before enrolling at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, where he earned his bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees in electrical engineering. After 2 years as an assistant professor at MIT, Linville joined Bell Labs, doing research on transistor circuit design problems. Linville was content at Bell Labs, but in 1954, Stanford engineering dean Fred Terman came calling. Terman had in hand an unexpected gift from Sid Gilfillan, who expressed an interest in bringing someone to Stanford to build a program in the application of transistors. Terman's search led him to Linville, who had earned a reputation as a proven and popular teacher while at MIT and an outstanding scholar in research in transistor circuits. In 1955, Linville became Stanford's first appointment in a discipline that helped to shape an industry that in turn shaped the world. While the trajectory of Stanford's program began with transistor circuit design, it took a dramatic turn in 1956 with the arrival of William Shockley in Palo Alto, the heart of what is now Silicon Valley. Page 21, A Shrewd Judge of Talent. During Linville's career in the Department of Electrical Engineering, he repeatedly exhibited an intuitive understanding of transformative moments in research. He was able to see a breakthrough, to imagine its potential importance, and to set in motion the wheels to make sure that Stanford led always. He was a shrewd judge of his own talents and strengths, and an even shrewder judge of talent in others. He wanted to join Stanford to realize the rare opportunity being presented to those with an entrepreneurial bent. Ellipsis. Invented device to help blind people read. Linville reveled in his role of mentor. He was generally interested in the success of others, especially entrepreneurial success. Linville applied his engineering creativity and his entrepreneurial spirit to help his daughter, Candy, who became blind in infancy. Linville sought a way to help her to directly read printed materials without translation into Braille. His solution, using integrated circuits developed in the labs and with help of colleagues at Stanford and the Stanford Research Institute, was the Opticon, optical-to-tactile converter. The Opticon was a portable device with a small handheld camera that could be moved across any type of printed material to generate images on a fingertip-sized tactile display that were then felt and interpreted by a blind reader. Page 22. Linville received a patent for the Opticon in 1966. He was a co-founder in 1970 of Telesensory Systems, Inc., a company established to manufacture and disseminate the Opticon worldwide. The Opticon was to become one of the most important examples of how technology could be applied to the development of assistive devices for people with disabilities. In 1971, Industrial Research, Inc. named the Opticon one of the 100 most significant products of the year. Helped greatly by her father's invention, Candy attended Stanford and went on to earn her doctorate in clinical psychology. The late 1970s demanded a new era of innovation in Stanford's electrical engineering curriculum. The advent of the microprocessor at Intel introduced electronic hardware controlled by software programs integrated in the system. Linville and colleagues foresaw that optimum system design would soon require the creation of hardware and software designed for specific applications, computer graphics, for example, and that groundbreaking research would require an effective partnership between electrical engineering and computer science. The result was Stanford Center for Integrated Systems, CIS. Page 23. Linville and CIS colleagues anticipated as well that with the proper openness, integrated systems research would profit by engaging with forward-looking electronics companies. As co-director of CIS, Linville conceived and implemented a visitors program in CIS to bring industry professionals to Stanford and the fellow/mentor/advisor FMA program that placed Stanford doctoral candidates in industry for a portion of their education. More than 30 years later, CIS has become the model for university-corporate partnerships. In 2007, at a special celebration surrounded by his family, Linville was surprised by a group of former students, colleagues, and friends who had endowed the Professor John G. Linville Fellowship Fund, which supports the education of an outstanding graduate student in electrical engineering. Many of those contributors had flown in from across the country to toast their friend and mentor. Page 24. In addition to serving as chair of the Department of Electrical Engineering, Linville was associate dean of the School of Engineering from 1972 to 1980 and was the Canon USA Professor of Electrical Engineering from its endowment in 1989 until his retirement at the end of 1990. As a professor emeritus, Linville continued to follow his passions, focusing research on integrated systems. Linville was named a Fellow of the Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers in 1960 and was elected to the National Academy of Engineering in 1971 and the American Academy of Arts and Sciences in 1974. He received the IEEE Education Medal in 1976 and the John Scott Award in 1980 for his work on the Opticon. Linville was honored with the American Electronics Association's Medal of Achievement in 1983 for his significant contributions to the advancement of electronics. He was recipient of the Louis Braille Prize, 1984, from the Deutscher Blindenverband for the invention of the Opticon. John Grimes Linville was born on August 8, 1919, in Kansas City, Missouri. His twin brother, William, also a Stanford professor, died in 1980. He is survived by his wife, Marjorie Linville of Palo Alto, a son, Greg, wife, Betty of Belmont, California, a daughter, Candy Berg, husband, Chris of Portola Valley, California, two granddaughters, Angela and Alyssa Linville, and a great-grandson, Sato Ramsaran. A service celebrating Linville's life will be held at the Stanford Faculty Club on May 23 from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. The family asks that donations in memory of John G. Linville be made to the LMSARCOMA Direct Research Foundation in Tulsa, Oklahoma, at the website lmsdr.org.